Blog Talk Radio. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and they probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and absolute magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them sabotage and to limit their absolutely beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse of Angels. They have a funny sense of humor. They're extremely loving and very compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy and balance and peace in their lives. So, like my Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel guidance is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those callers, I'd like to say once again, welcome to Angel Healing House. Thanks for listening and supporting the show. You know, whether you're listening on the computer, by phone, perhaps you are listening to over the 130 weekly shows now archived on the Blog Talk Radio site, and I can assure you there are some wonderful, inspirational, motivational shows included in that over 130, something for everyone. So maybe you'd like to hop on that Blog Talk Radio site and look for some of those archived shows. Or maybe you don't downloaded the show for free from iTunes. So I'd like to start off today's show by reminding everyone that we are still in the light of a very powerful full moon that occurred on the 12th. And this new radiant moon is highlighting our life's work or passion or the calling inside of us. Notice I didn't say a job because this passion, this calling inside of us is the reason why we came back to this and incarnated on this earth place in the first place. And so we will feel the power of this moon bringing us closer to that passion and calling inside of us. Now, in many ways, the Posse of Angels is saying that July will be like two separate energies, almost like two completely separate months, with the first half feeling like we were persevering through growth, and the second half will reveal some huge rewards and leaps that will show us a light at the end of the tunnel. You know, they are definitely saying that many will see a turning point with new opportunities, activities, and growth that will focus on fulfilling our needs and our passions. And while I am anticipating an exciting next half of July, I have to release, like I say to all my clients and students, release all expectations on how these new opportunities will present themselves. Now, secondly, I'd like to remind listeners of a service that I provide at Angel Healing House, which is grief counseling through my intuitive work and my connection with the angelic realm through the Posse of Angels. Now, in this regard, some years ago, I heard from a client whose father had passed away. Having been extremely close with her father, she was suffering terrible grief, as the ache in her heart was enormous, and she told me that she was having a great deal of difficulty getting over the fact that he was dead. During our session together, I shared with her my experience of these past 11 years with receiving messages from non-physical souls across the veil. I told her that these souls who have crossed over, they wish to let their family and friends know that, number one, of course, they love them dearly, and secondly, that they are pain-free, they're in perfect health now, and they're learning and experiencing joy and having fun. And most importantly, they tell their loved ones that they are not dead. I told her that while we miss our loved ones and the ache is so profound, if we can find it within ourselves to affirm that our loved ones are still alive in another form, in another dimension, instead of affirming that they're dead, we then can begin to open up a dialogue, open up the energies for them to make contact with us and see the very tangible signs that they are still very much alive. I asked her to tell me something special that she and her dad had shared. She told me that her dad loved reading to her as a child and had instilled in her an absolute love of books. She laughed and said that one of her favorite books as a child was one that was called The Cricket in Times Square. And listeners, I do remember that beautiful book because I read it to my children. At this point, the Posse of Angels chimed in and said to tell her to fill herself with these loving memories of her dad and to surround herself with angels and to call them her angels of faith in order to encourage her to believe that we truly do not die. My client immediately felt a shower of tingles go through her, and she felt so much better, and she loved the image of being surrounded by a heavenly band of her own angels of faith. Now the next day she called me. As she was so excited, she wished to relate what had happened to her the previous evening. While sitting quietly in her den, she looked at a photo of herself as a child with her dad, and she began to sob. It was then that she remembered my suggestion about surrounding herself with her own angel of faith to bolster her faith and also for her to recall the loving memories of her father and herself sitting and reading together. In this way, she would keep the energy of love alive and the memory and the thought of him still existing in another form rather than him being dead and gone. When she visualized her band of faith-filled angels surrounding her, she told me that she immediately felt better. Now, she also said that all of a sudden, she saw a book fall off of her bookshelf, and she went over to closer investigate it. She gasped as she saw it was my book, Angel of Faith, that she had previously bought. While she was standing in amazement, a cricket came from under the bookshelf and it jumped onto my book, Angels of Faith. Shivers went through her body as she knew that the cricket was a sign from her dad as their favorite book they read together was The Cricket in Times Square. You know, if you need some support or you know somebody who is having a tremendous amount of grief, if they need some counseling in this department, I would love to help them. You can and for them to receive messages from the Posse of Angels and their loved ones across the veil. You or your loved ones can book a session with me, Claire Candy Huff. Please call after the show at Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716. Or, of course, you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. I see that we have several callers on the line. 646, you're going to be the first one that's going to be up in the queue, so please do hang on. If you're a regular listener, you know that I like to take about 15 or 20 minutes to speak about our topic today before I take those calls for free angel guidance. And the topic for today is simply put, you cannot fail. You know, I recently had a conversation with a former client and a very dear friend who was in despair as his faith in himself had become shaky, making him question who he was and making him lose hope. This gentleman is a brilliant speaker, a wonderful writer, and his international workshops have helped people to open up to transforming their lives through the power of the heart, through the power of love. Yet because he does not choose to have an, in quotes, a normal or a conventional job, he has incurred judgment from his family. And he has been called crazy to waste his time on helping others. What prompted our conversation was that his parents called him up and told him that he was a failure. Now, the first thing that the Posse of Angels did when they heard this word failure was to laugh. And they explained, if we really knew how boundless, how limitless and multidimensional that we all are as powerful gods and goddesses, we would realize that we are made and we are created by the hand of God Almighty himself to be magical alchemists that can create our own world. You know, I asked this friend if he agreed with his parents and if he thought that what he was doing was a waste of time. He said that while following his heart's longing to be a presenter had been financially hard for himself and for his family. Being a motivational speaker made him feel alive and full of enthusiasm, and as if it was a calling and a passion within him every time he spoke. He described how many times that he would not even prepare anything when he was scheduled to speak, and yet when he stood up to present, he felt that God was speaking through him as he easily brought forth the perfect words filled with wonderful inspiration, pathos, and his talks were even sprinkled with comedic moments and jokes. I asked him what some of the responses had been over the years of sharing his wonderful gifts of motivation and inspiration with others. He said that people were so tremendously affected during his workshops and his presentations that many were brought to tears and that they had huge heart openings while realizing their own beauty within, and they were reconnecting to their hearts as they'd never connected to them before. He went on to tell me that many of these people, for the first time, could see that the story that they had been choosing to tell themselves over and over and over again was simply not true, and it was merely an illusion. They finally and consciously decided to see how very powerful they were and that they could allow themselves to change the sad story and tale that they had chosen to perpetuate. And they had the power to go on to change it to a story that was filled with joy and peace and self-love and tolerance and patience and acceptance for others. You know, a story that took responsibility and accountability for their lives, that forgave others, that they simply held no judgment for anything, that they were grateful and appreciative for their lives, and that they loved simply, unconditionally. I then asked his friend if the results of his passion, his gift, and his talent as a presenter sounded as if he was a failure. He smiled and said that he was not a failure, and then that he could clearly see that the path that he chooses to follow brings him unbridled joy and fruition. He laughed as he added that to even consider doing anything else would actually be dishonoring to who he was. Does this strike a chord with any of you listeners out there? Is there a calling and a passion inside of you that perhaps if you could step forward and as the powerful person that you are, that goddess or god inside of you, that is the alchemist, what is it that you would be doing? So where did his parents, let's go back to this, where did his parents get the concept that their son, this inspirational friend of mine, had failed? Well, the concept of failure, like so many things, is not real, and it is just a matter of opinion and perception. You know, for failure is dependent on some sort of benchmark of achievement and success that others deem is right for our lives. Okay, if his parents are judging their son and calling him a failure, let's say because he's not making a certain amount of money, he doesn't have a certain salary figure, he's not driving a certain kind of car, he's not wearing designer clothes, he's not owning his own home, and, well, quite frankly, he's not failing the normal status quo through their eyes and by their yardstick, he has definitely failed. There are decades of past generations that have been absolutely brainwashed to believe things that were a part of the old energy paradigm on this planet, like, in fact, like you have to work hard, or that life was never meant to be easy. This way of thinking saw many people absolutely too afraid to explore and pursue a passion of theirs, which stop themselves from developing a creative idea or thinking that they were crazy to even think about starting their own business, as it didn't seem others to be a secure way of going down their path of life. Going along to follow the opinion of others and the status quo saw many people doing menial jobs that were absolutely soul-destroying. After a while, the accumulated energies of discontentment were so toxic inside of these people that in order to function on a day-to-day basis, people chose to hide and escape by medicating and masking their overwhelming sadness with high levels of alcohol, drugs, shopping, involvement in empty relationships, all of these things momentarily distracting themselves from their inner misery and despair. You know, listeners, the posse of angels is saying that you cannot fail. Let's say that again for emphasis, and I want you to repeat it all with me. I cannot fail. They want to make it very clear that in order to fail, you have to have something to fail at. And they are assuring us that there is nothing to fail at. They are reminding you that when you wrote your contract with the Etheric Council on what lessons you would be presented with in this human incarnation, your contract had provided a mere guideline for you to use to use your free will to have experiences and decide which decisions that you would make. When you make your decisions along your journey of life, they would never be marked as a pass or fail, right or wrong, or a good or bad. They were merely choices that brought about consequences, as all choices inevitably do. And when each one of us arrives across the veil in non-physical form, just the opposite to what many of us have been told, that there will be judgment on the other side, there is no judgment. There is no failure. Zero. Zilch. Nada. Niente. Absolutely none. Only on our planet do many feel fit to judge others as to what they should be doing, have to do, or ought to be doing, and what things you actually are failing at. The posse of angels is drawing your attention to the word doing. And they wish to remind us that the reason that we cannot fail is that we are not here to do anything. The act of doing and producing is the old paradigm way of existing on our planet. And when we were at a lower dimensional frequency, we only had the capacity to connect with our analytical, logical, and rational mind. You know, once we open up to being unlimited potential and not held by merely our thinking physical brain, we begin to raise our energetic frequencies, our consciousness expands, and we are able to access a higher enlightened awareness by allowing ourselves to just be. And that's not to say that you'll never do anything else, but you are led by a higher force within you, an intuitive force that you feel through your heart, and that once this heart expands, then it is a knowing rather than a controlling and forcing way of doing things. You bring to yourself by the essence of your being that fulfillment of love inside of you, then you easily draw to you the opportunities and the connections for you to flow forward in life and to connect with others easily, rather than trying to figure life out. It's in this state of being that we connect with that beautiful heart of ours. We feel abundant and motivated as we open up to our divine, eternal nature. It is through our hearts and not our minds that we connect with God working through us and sparking joy and passion towards something that we deeply feel inside. And you know, listeners, whether that manifests as a feeling, an overwhelming passion, or an urge to write, to sing, to draw, or perhaps, like my dear friend, be an inspirational speaker, like my cherished friend who was told that he was a failure, it is through these heart-driven desires that will fuel our abundance within and bring forth very, very new energy. And thus, each one of us will go on to create a very new age of peace and love on our beloved planet Earth. Before we go on to share more insights from the Posse of Angels and myself on how we simply cannot fail, as we are all children of God, let's go to the phone lines. I'll remind you that to have a free reading, please call in to that call-in line. That number to call in is 646-716-6794. Again, that number to call in for that free angel reading is 646-716-6794. 674, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Oh, hi, it's Helena. How you doing, Candy? Been trying to get hold of you.
I am doing very well. How are you?
Little bit this way and that way, but a couple of questions, actually. I had told you about the trip I was taking. I did take it. It was interesting. It had good and bad, but where I was, the area totally got into my heart. I absolutely love it. The person that promised you money, still hasn't sent it, even though he called me from London and left a message that he was sending it, but I haven't seen it. Wondering if you, what you get, if I'm going to see that. And a long time ago, you said that a relationship was just absolutely going to happen, mm-hmm. the King of Wands who kept coming up, and I was just wondering what you pick up on that.
Okay.
Right.
Now let's go first to the money, whether that money will show up. I do the way things look right now, the Posse of Angels are saying that it does look like that money will turn up.
Good.
Okay. They're nodding their heads to that. Now, things are variable, and where things stand in this, now they're not very good with time in this you know, time frame continuum, and where all things are pointing in this present moment, they're saying that that money will turn up. The reason you had to take the trip, had you been to the location before where that that destination of that trip was?
No.
Where did you go?
Where?
Yes.
Oh, it was in South Dakota.
Okay. All right. There was there was a reason for you to be pulled back there in order for you to, they're saying, to reconnect you with your roots. Okay. Do you know that you have had a past life as a Native American Indian?
No, but no doubt. I mean, I'm so connected, and I was so connected with the land there. When I got in the Black Hills, I just, as I was driving to it, I just started crying. I felt so much.
Oh, my gosh. Now, I don't know if you're going to move there. I don't know if you're going to find.
I felt there. I felt that, yeah.
Okay, I don't know if you're going to find this showing me and like this Indian chief warrior, and they're saying this is your twin flame. Now, whether that means you're going to find him in South Dakota, whether that means there's some connection that's going to be there, whether you're going to be introduced to him, maybe this is just a precursor to you being introduced to somebody that's from South Dakota or somebody that also has.
I try so hard not to talk about this on the air, but I think it's the one I know now who is from there.
Okay. All right. they're just saying, they're just giving me shivers, left, right, and center, Helena. And they're saying, it's almost as if, okay, let me just ask them this. I'm asking that if he's ready for this relationship. He is ready for this.
Oh, dear, I can't hear you. Oh, my God.
Helena, can you hear me?
Hi. I'm so sorry.
The line dropped out. This happens occasionally on Blog Talk Radio, so I'm very sorry about that. But they're saying that they want you to do ritual. Okay. Do you know what that entails?
Sort of. I mean, praying, focused, possibly using candle and writing.
Okay, but they want you to be more specific. They want, when you close your eyes, they want you to see yourself as that Native American. They're using the word princess, but I don't know. You know, I don't know if you were like a chief's daughter. I don't know if you. They're using. Oh my God, I'm in more shock. Like this Native American princess, and see yourself in those ceremonial robes and dress as you would have been dressed in those times, and feel what that feels like to take yourself back in that time. And that feeling of being, they're giving you the word of being home.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Helena, and they want me to tell this to all the listeners. We are being directed back home again. We're through with being wanderers and traveling the globe and doing things. Now we are being directed back home because of the ascension of the planet, and our vibrational energy has to be as high as it possibly can be, and it has to be as light and bright and shining and radiant for this planet to finally break hold of the darkness that has surrounded it for so long. And it's done a very good job so far. But for the tipping point for that to happen, so many of us have to be in quotes, and they're using the word home. Now, this beautiful friend of mine that I spoke about, whose mother or parents called him a failure, he has been directed this past year to go to New Zealand. And he feels home there.
I heard him. I remember him on the call. I remember that. I was listening.
Yeah, absolutely. He is home there. And I have mentioned a few times that when Pete and I were gifted, and nobody can believe we were gifted a holiday by friends to go to their timeshare in Maui two years ago, so that we could experience what that was like. And we said, we're home.
We don't know.
We don't know how this is going to happen. We certainly don't know the how and the when of this. But they're saying that each and every one of us will be presented with the last little puzzle piece to fit in on us going home. And this feels so, so very right for you. Let me just start shuffling the cards.
You were saying something about the gentleman.
He is ready. He is ready for this twin flame relationship. And actually, what he was waiting for you is that he was waiting for you to come home to yourself.
Okay.
So it's just so extraordinary that this last piece of the puzzle really wasn't given to us. I mean, if somebody would have asked me, even a year ago, where feels home to you, I probably still would have said, Australia, because my dear husband, Steve, and I moved here, in 2008 from Australia, and we love the States, and, we're here for our projects and our dreams. But in actual fact, when we had a trip to Hawaii, that was something totally different, totally, totally different. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Helena. Oh, no, this one definitely just wanted to show itself. Oh, okay. The Three of Wands comes in for you. And it's certainly saying that it's traditionally, it's a card of your ship coming in, but there's a lady in period dress here, and she's on the shores as she's looking and waiting for that ship to come in so that she could step on it. And she said, all these optimistic visioning and planning and is telling you that things will turn out as you expected them to turn, as you know, and they're saying, you know, have expectations, accept the best without having those expectations. But they're saying you can anticipate that things are going to work out beautifully for you. Like I said, the first half of 2014 was totally different from the second half that's coming in. And it'll be coming in like a freight train. And if you, and I know you have, dear lady, you have cleared your karmic debt, you have cleansed and cleared yourself, and then you will see. It's like they're showing me a clean slate.
Wow.
It's a clean slate for you to write on exactly what you need to write on. So let's see what the next card is coming out for you. It's the Triumph card. This is your wand. This is your ideas, your vision, your intentions. It's a congratulations card. It's time to move on to a next project because you're going to be shown the money or you're going to be shown the wherewithal to be able to move on. Awards, scholarships, promotions, money, things like that. Very triumphant card. And you've got, oh my gosh, my dear, things are going to be smooth waters for you because the Six of Cups comes in and it's one of people from your past coming back. I do feel this is pointing that you were speaking about not only your new love relationship, but the love relationship that you were speaking about, because this part is so much about that interconnectedness of relationships and how it touches our souls. But it's also about the money being given to you. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Helena.
Oh, it's so helpful. It's amazing. And just one quick question about him. He's a little standoffish at this point, but I guess that's just part of the process.
Okay, let's have a look at these standoffish. Will he still be moving forward with this relationship? They said yes. They feel like where he is at the moment, he's still processing things. And it does feel like it's still going to be moving forward. So I hope it's been helpful.
Oh, tremendously. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
And thank you for validating that, because when I got there, that's what it felt like, home.
Oh, good. I say goodbye to you, lovely Indian princess. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. And you know what? So I just see her as this beautiful, our lovely Helena with this beautiful ceremonial robe on. We are all going home. And like many people thought they were just going to expire and then float up and be given a harp and a halo, but it's not. We are being shown where on this beautiful planet of ours. For me, it's the Lemurian energies of Maui. I am stepping into my goddess as that Lemurian high priestess, the way I used to be in Lemurian times. How and when this is going to happen is not my dog. This is not anything that I can do to make this happen, that this will come about for it to manifest. Let's go to our next caller, 901. You are on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Lanise.
Hi, Lanise. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Memphis.
Memphis. And how has Lanise been these past couple of months?
Well, it's been an experience. But I know I'm connected with the angels. So.
Oh, isn't that
beautiful? Yeah. Yes.
Even with all of our challenges and our struggles and everything else, if we can know really know in our hearts that there is a divine purpose for things, and that we are always being guided, protected, and loved, then it somehow makes the journey a little bit easier.
Yes. I'm getting there. I'm not quite there, but today I'm practicing faith and trusting myself and the angels, because I've had some circumstances to come up with my job. It's a place that I know I should have left by now, but it's like I'm getting kicked out.
Yeah.
And so now
yeah.
I'm kind of left hanging, and I'm concerned about, how am I going to pay my bills? And then I had my car.
No. Lanise, do not go into lack. What you're being moved on from this job is a blessing. Is
okay.
A blessing, because everything in our life is energy. And if you want to bring a life to yourself of abundance, an abundance of health, wealth, love, friends, everything else, then you cannot have abundance in the outside of your life if you do not have abundance on the inside of your life. And you knew. The angels are telling me, you are so clever, you are so intuitive, that you knew a long time ago that this job was dishonoring to you.
Yes.
But
that's
you stayed out of fear, because we hang on to something so tight, and yet the posse of angels are also saying to you, Lenise, that they have shown you signs on things that you could have action or affected or be proactive towards to step forward. But every time you've tightened your hand around that which is not honoring for you, and by doing this, you have told God, the angel, the universe, that I'm not happy with compromise and settling for something that dishonors and disrespects me, but I choose, because of my free will, to hang on to it. So what does the universe send you? Because like attracts like, it sends you more compromise. It sends you more things that you feel, well, it's not what I wanted, but, I guess I just have to settle for it. And so it's really important for you to understand that this, and the angels want you to say, thank you, God, for getting me out of this compromising situation in order for the new to come in. Now, to help the new come in for you, Lenise, they're asking you, what are you passionate about? What do you absolutely love doing?
Okay.
Can you tell us?
Oh, yes. I love being creative.
They want you, in what form are they saying?
Several forms, in the form of art. Hello?
Yes.
In the form of art, I love to, I'm interested in doll making now, and it's something that I wanted to do. I'm interested in hairstyling and, working with hair, being a stylist.
Okay. Now, for some reason, I don't even need to ask reasons why when I work with the posse of angels, so I'm just going to say this. With the doll making, they say you're very creative. Have you ever thought about taking your skills of making dolls and making them, and then to get yourself known and also to be of service to others, is to go to children's wards in hospitals and provide them with a doll, or they're showing me some kind of organization where children don't have the wherewithal to get toys. Or else take your hairstyling services to like old age homes or things like this. They're saying that you have a wealth of services inside of you, and to step forth, and the more you demonstrate and show these beautiful talents of yours, and that will help to serve yourself and help serve others, others will be very happy to then, you know, turn this into some kind of an income. I mean, it could be looking after, you know, in elder care, or in services where, you know, there are impoverished or abused children, or, I mean, in all of these areas. You know, it's hard to know where all the dots are going to come together, but that's not for us to know. But all they're saying, Lynise, is they want you to sit for 10, maybe 15 minutes every single day. And the first thing they want you to say to the universe is, thank you for getting me out of this compromising job.
Okay.
Number two, and then they want you to say, thank you for my extraordinary creative job in which I can use my gifts and my talents and my creativity, and I work with wonderful, like-minded people who are kind and are loving, and I work in a wonderful atmosphere, and I get financially remunerated for my passion and my calling. And when you say that out loud, you sit for a while and you feel what that feels like to be recognized and financially rewarded for your special, very unique talents. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Rumi. How does that make you feel?
Better. Feels
better.
Good.
Of course. Of course it feels good, my doll. And, you know, because, you know, you are a doll. I see you in a little, the little girl inside of you wants to have fun. She wants to play. She doesn't want to be in an environment. You know, no child wants to be in an environment that doesn't feel good for them. You see it as a blessing. Okay, the first card that comes out for you is the card of transformation in the deck. This is the death card. It's the end of the ending of something in order for the new to begin. And they're saying the past is past. There is more enriching future coming in. Let go and let God. Please do not go into lack and scarcity. If I asked you, if this job you're in is the last job in the world, what would you say?
The one that I just left?
Yeah.
Or the last job in the world?
Is it the last job in the world?
No.
But
it's the last job for me.
Don't say that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say that. Because there are limitless possibilities.
I mean, in that aspect of being something that I really don't want to do.
Okay, but there are limited possibilities out there of a myriad of things that you can do, and that's what the posse of angels are getting at. And the more that you affirm this every single day, the more it will appear, the signs to have how you should step, not should, but how it would be greatly beneficial for you to step forward will be shown to you. The next card is the Queen of Cups. Okay, she is saying follow your heart. Follow your heart, my dear. Trust your psychic awareness. They're saying the more that you stay in the present moment, once you keep saying thank you for this amazing job, maybe you'll overhear a conversation. Maybe an old friend out of the blue will call you up and just mention something, you know, that they heard. Hey, I thought of you when there was this job position. But it's not going to happen unless you change the energies inside of you. The way you change the energies inside of you is put your emphasis on your gratitude and appreciation for what you already have. And say, turn the energies around leaving this job as seeing it as something horrible to seeing it as a blessing in your life. And the next card that comes out of the app for you is the Page of Pentacles, and this is messages around money. An excellent opportunity will be given to you. Lanice, you take down my email address. And my email address is Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And I can't guarantee you, because you have free will and free choice, but I can tell you that if you keep saying thank you for my new job, if you keep feeling it in your soul, if you keep feeling grateful and appreciative and you're positive and you're optimistic and you turn those energies around, when a sign is presented for you and you step into your new job, you call me at 831-277-3716, or you email me and you say, Candy, the posse of angels will rise.
Yes, I receive that, and I will do it. The angels are so close, and they are working with me so closely.
I am so excited for you. These cards are absolutely confirmation of this conversation. The beginning card with the death card, the ending of the old and the beginning of the new. Follow your intuition, and here comes the money. Show me the money.
Wow.
Okay, show me the money. There
that
you are,
so
smiling.
Beautiful.
Time to get to work. So, my dear, it couldn't be any clearer. I do hope that has been helpful for you.
That's very helpful. And can I share a little angel story?
You sure can.
I just got back from vacation. I went to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic for my birthday to a resort. And when I got there, I was sharing a room with my sister, and they gave us a king bed, and we were supposed to have two people. And I would not take the king bed because I didn't want to sleep with anyone. So I stood on that, and I ended up getting a better room. They had to upgrade it, and I got a swim-out patio where you can just come off your patio and swim out into the pool. And not only that, I got a dinner on the beach, sitting right there on the beachfront. And I posted a picture on Facebook. I said, I'm getting ready to go to my beachfront dinner, which was an unexpected perk. And then I wrote angels on assignment. So as I was going down to the beach by myself, the others hadn't shown up yet, I approached the server who was there, who was a very nice gentleman, and he introduced himself, and he said his name was Angel. And I said that the angels were on assignment, and as soon as I get there, and I just knew it was the angels, it was an angel connection. They were just sharing it. Yes, we did this because we wanted you to have this.
Oh.
Yes, that's awesome. And I knew then, you know, they are so connected with me and just like right there.
Well, that's beautiful.
And just like with those cards, you're lining up like that now. Just
yeah,
a confirmation.
Well, you know what they're saying? They're really saying, Lanice, now, is that it's time for you to recognize the angel inside of yourself and to please stop compromising her.
Okay.
Stop seeing those angels outside of yourself. So I'm so glad you called in today. Take care.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to our next caller, 719. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Jules from
Hi,
your
Jules,
chat room.
How are you?
Yes. Good.
I saw you. You know, people have asked me why I don't spend a long time on the chat room. It actually interferes with my channeling. It's like rubbing your head and patting your stomach at the same time. So if I just focus on the callers, and I love the chat listeners as well, but I just mainly go on that switchboard. So, what's your question, Jules?
Well, you were talking earlier about the feeling of home and finding home, and that's something that I've been thinking a lot about lately. So I thought, well, you know, since this is sort of the topic or part of the topic, you know, that
yeah.
I would call in, and maybe the angels can help me with where home is for me.
Okay. They're saying that they've shown you in the last six months to a year, they've shown you references every time you have seen this place or had a reference to it or something. You've gotten shivers or shocks or felt a longing. Mm-hmm. Where has that occurred, that sign occurred in the last year or so?
Well, the only place that I've thought about within that period of time is Florida, and that's because with my relationship, you know, possibly coming to an end, I would be moving there because that's where I have family, so that's the only real place I have to go.
But I don't want you to use, the Posse of Angels do not want you to use those words, because those are words that, you know, like I don't have any other place to go, is completely disempowering. You see it as a shining, radiant light that is calling you home. And they are saying that, yes, it is Florida, and that there is a reason that you need to go there. There's something that you're going to create, produce, bring forth, and you may not realize this until you get there, but the calling for it is very, very strong, Jules. Watch your words. Do not say you do not have any other place to go.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely don't want to disempower myself. No.
You will disempower. You know, because if I say, oh, that's, you know, there isn't any other place to go, it makes me feel like I'm lacking in power. If you're this powerful goddess, this alchemical magician, you know, the high priestess, you can go anywhere, and you go, there's this shining light to Florida, and I'm going to go there. So I quickly have about 1 minute left for you, my dear. Let's go to the call for the card and see what comes out for my lovely Jules.
Okay.
First card that comes out for you is the Lover's card, and I think that this is are you in a relationship now?
I'll be ending my current marriage.
Okay, they're saying that there's somebody waiting for you in Florida, and that there are choices to be made when you get there, so that's why you're being drawn there. The Queen of Wands, you can do anything right now. Go after what you want, and you have this ability to shine forth and bring it forth on your trip. And once you get to Florida, you will feel this queenly energy coming out in you. And the next card is the Seven of Pentacles. And this one is, you're investing in yourself. You're investing in yourself wisely by going in the direction that your heart is telling you to go in. So there is much that's going to be blossoming when you get to Florida. So I've got to go. I hope that has been helpful for you.
Thank
All
you
right.
so
Lots
much.
Of love.
Have a great
Take
week.
Care.
Love to you.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye. And that wraps up our show for today. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to book your own amazing Angel Healing House, either intuitive counseling session and Reiki healing session, or an angel reading, please call me on 831-277-3716. And until next time, everyone, allow your radiant light to shine forth. Fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Do visit me on www.angelhealinghouse.com. Lots of love and, of course, angel blessings. Take care. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.